have our wars in distant lands, but not our neighbors' homes. Flower heads, stored convenience, and not noticed at school. Why don't we craft a better world where life is viable? Ask us when it's time to start, we'll say now. Go! We ride high soon. Meet the black flag and black moon. This crew won't take photographs from you. Renewed respect where respect is due. And this tune, a reference as we struggle through. We ride high soon.
Hey, is that a keeper?
Yeah!
All right.
Third time I've said that. I'll probably say it three more times. See, in my line of work, you got to keep repeating things over and over and over again for the truth to sink in, to kind of catapult the propaganda.
I see three things in my life today. Power, money, greed, as the world decays. As we slowly fade to a darker shade, a light of ray comes down and the world turns gray. Getting paid is getting made, that's reality. Never thought I'd see money over family, but it came. Yeah, I'm ashamed cause I'm the same. Could you blame though? Cause it's strictly in the brain. We were trained, having money is better than you and your family getting together. Having fun in the sun came to an end when you found that the money can be more than a friend.
Greed is the need that you get when you're sick of looking at the people that are $1 million rich. Got a big house, a good life, a hot wife. Still complain about things that aren't just right. Some people get rich by getting fans to stand by then and buy then, it's all unplanned. It's like the person that got rich didn't understand. The people that gave him money are his loyal fans. So now he doesn't need money, he's got everything. He doesn't need the people that gave him all those things. So he backtracks a bit and gets rid of the shit that he doesn't want, like the people that got him rich.
People live when they live for the wealth, looking past the things that give them so much help. How do you spend the money when you're dead? Well, the only things that matter is the shit that you said. And speaking your mind doesn't cost a dime. You can do it day or night, you can do it all the time. But of course, I'm a hypocrite. You can flip the script and you can split the shit. Cause the only main reason we build up currency is cause it's pretty much like our life insurance. Listen, it's just one kid's opinion. You don't have to take a word and submit your bitching. I'm not trying to change the world, I'm just trying to make a point. We're putting too much emphasis on dollars and coins.
Thank you.
We could kill everyone.
So what do you think?
I'm strangely comfortable with it.
Welcome to the North Dakota Indie Music Podcast. This is the Reverend Robert Hastings speaking. We just heard from Jamie Mulligan of Drive-O Dreamer. Brian Pollock before that, and kicking off the show, A Fistful of Knuckles out of Minot. Links to these artists are available on the upcoming shows page of ndpodcast.com. Be sure to go over there and click around, check that out. Coming up next, we've got some homegrown hip-hop from up north. Band called Sergeant 606 with my buddy Wu on vocals. Band called Nine Eyes and Grand Forks' own Whiskey Sam. So stick around.
East, west, north, or south, this is how we ride. A smooth ass flow will keep your hypnotized. Why? Oh, why do I live this way? This is motherfucking up north, baby.
We smoke weed constantly, we the fuck up north. Putting up the third blunt, lighting up the fourth. This is up north chilling. How the fuck you feeling?
Moving on up
from drug dealing. For real, a record deal, Swiss bank accounts. Watch my shit go platinum, watch me cash out. 21 shots till I pass out. Get the party fucking bumping from front to back. Grab some bitches, hop in the Cadillac. A little too drunk to drive. Swerve from side to side, a little fucking high with some bloodshot eyes. This is how these up north plays ride. Feel the bass from the 12s while we're pumping it now. Bring these bitches back to the hotel.
Check it out.
East, west, north, or south, this is how we ride. A smooth ass flow will keep y'all hypnotized. Why, oh, why do I live this way? This is motherfucking up north, baby.
If this were a dictatorship, it'd be a heck of a lot easier. Just so long as I'm the dictator.
chance, gotta get away. We'll be right back.
By the way, why are we wearing bras on our heads?
Ceremonial.
I don't want to sound like I've made no mistakes. I'm confident I have. I'm sure something will pop in my head here.